You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is and will be the greatest 60 minutes in radio that you will get today. You can always call in or text in at 833-212-1017. It is 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line where you can call in, text in to share any and all your thoughts on today's show. Also, I invite everybody to watch and stream us live on the YouTubes by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Look at y'all already in there. 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe so you never miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth show. Shout out to Rhea Riley holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hey.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Well, today is December 4th, and on December 4th, we celebrate Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated as it is our founding day, Founders Day, as we call it. Celebrate our seven jewels and the fact that we've been doing this, helping the community, being servants of all, leaders of all, transcending all, since December 4th, 1906, founded on Cornell University's campus in Ithaca, New York. So shout out to all the Alpha bros around here. Shout out to the Alphas who work here in this building, Dr. Ken Harris, an Alpha, Anthony Pittman, an Alpha as well. Great thing about Anthony Pittman, I helped bring out Anthony Pittman in. He's our MC. So, you know, shout out to all my Alpha brothers, really, really proud of being an Alpha and what we do and our impact. And that really leads me, Truth Nation, to my off the top for the day. Rhea's yelling, "You didn't say that." I'm sorry, Rhea. I gave you enough time now. I'm sorry. I forgot to say that.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
I'm over here getting cussed out, yelled at. I ain't even called for it. I just said I was going to do it. She just pressed the button. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, wow. Well, Truth Nation, I did say today is our Founders Day for Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. I am a member of Alpha Phi Alpha across the Burning Sands many, many, many years ago at UW-Whitewater. Shout out to my six of the line brothers holding it down across this great country. Now, as I celebrate, and we as Alpha celebrate our founding day, I do want to address this weird trend that I've seen. Rhea, have you seen this trend that's been going viral where, I know you're not Greek, but where people who are part of Greek organizations, black Greek letter organizations, let me be very specific, the Divine Nine, they go on social media and they post these long videos about how they're denouncing their letters. Have you seen any of that before?
I saw whispers. I don't think I ever, like, saw the video or anything.
Well,
like,
you know, the company I keep, of course, is some Greek folks, and, you know, we all see these things. And so there's this denouncing of Greek letters. That is a little bit of a trend. I wouldn't say it's a big trend, but it's a trend and thing that some people choose to do. Now, everyone can do whatever they would like to do. You know, that's your personal choice. Like, it is what it is. But I feel like if you made a personal decision, and a lot of it is based off religion. Like, a lot of people are, you know, they go in when they denounce these letters, they talk about God and talk about religion. And for me, if you make a personal decision with the Lord, why is it that you need to announce it publicly? Like, why is it that you need to make this public spectacle of you denouncing your letters? If it's a decision, a personal decision that you made with you and the Lord and the conversation that you had with the Lord, why is it that you need to announce this personal decision that you made? That's something that I always find to be quite interesting. Maybe it's just me where I decide if I'm going to make a decision, I don't need to go on social media and post about all the decisions. Like, but, you know, I think it's about attention. And I, for one, know that what I did, my process, what I went through was not blasphemous. And I know that there are many pastors locally here in Milwaukee, across this country. And also, you know, there's a, have you ever heard of the a reverend named Martin?
Sir Luther King Jr.?
Martin Luther King Jr. He's an alpha as well. And a key word I said, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who joined Alpha Phi Alpha many, many, many years ago, he did not see it that way, as it was blasphemous as well. So I think this really highlights a bigger problem that we have in society, not just the black community, but society. We have folks who too often are searching to be a part of something, which, again, that's fine. There's a lot of people that are searching that want to be something bigger than themselves, which is cool. We all like being part of something. But I feel like people are far too often looking to be led versus looking to lead. And I think that is one of the biggest issues that we have, is that so many people are looking to be led versus looking to have their own mind, their own thoughts, and lead themselves and lead their lives. We got too many people that want to follow. And I believe that there are so many people who are being, I don't want to, brainwashed seems a little bit strong, but this probably fits here. There's so many people that are being brainwashed by a pastor or a religion that you have been convinced that a decision or something that you did back in the day was blasphemous, even in the moment that you probably didn't think it was that way. Somebody convinced you to believe that these organizations that mention prayer, that has the Lord's Prayer and talk about religion within the organization, that somehow they are now blasphemous. And what gets me is that people love to be part of trends. That's what people love to do. People love to be part of trends. That's what social media has created. Because 30 years ago, Rhea, I bet you 30 years ago, there wasn't this big trend of people denouncing letters. They just denounced. They just went about their business. And, you know, if you tried to do something, they said, I'm not Greek no more. But now everybody want to make it a big spectacle. Everybody want to make it a big show. And, you know, people too often love to do what others are doing. And what's funny is I ain't seen any white guys or white gals who are denouncing their letters publicly from their orgs. And you know they be hazing the hell out of people in them white organizations. They be doing some wild stuff, but I don't see them publicly going and denouncing letters. It always seems like we want to do things to make a public spectacle to try to harm ourselves. We want to do harm to black Greek letter organizations. See, I think we forgot the role that these organizations have played in pushing black people forward. I think we have forgotten the role that these organizations have played in moving our rights forward. See, we forgot that these organizations played a pivotal role in the fight for civil rights back in the day. And still now, a lot of the leaders who lead us are Greek, from Greek letter organizations. Look at Kamala Harris. What was she? An AKA, Rhea said, I don't know. Loretta Lynch, who was the Attorney General of the United States of America. She was a Delta. There are a lot of people who lead from these organizations and from back in the day and still now. And we have to understand is that these people's influences stretch from the early 20th century where racial advocacy through the modern fight for voting rights, education, equity, and social justice. Many of the faces of civil rights movements were black Greek letter organization folks. So it just is interesting to me that this is now the trend that people like. And again, I don't care if you join an organization, and I don't care if you denounce an organization. I met a gentleman last year that I didn't even meet him. I know a gentleman. I see him every year. And usually, you know, we say what's up. Then this year he denounced, but I didn't know he denounced. How did I didn't know? Because he didn't make a public spectacle of it. He denounced and he said, no. He let us know and we respected that. That's like everybody has a personal decision, just like I had a decision to join a fraternity or not. So all I'm saying is it just seems to me that black folks, when we have something good going, and let me tell you, these Black Greek letter organizations are very good organizations that are moving things, influencing things. The amount of community service that people do, I advocate for people to do service. I advocate for people to give back. I advocate for people to do something that is bigger than themselves. And these Greek letter organizations help people, Black students, graduate across this country. These Greek organizations help Black people get jobs across this country. There are a lot of Black people I know who worked at GE here in Milwaukee because of the fact, or in this area, I shouldn't say directly in Milwaukee, but in this area, through an internship through Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. And there's other organizations that do that. So these organizations do so good. It's just interesting to me that these folks want to blast them when all of a sudden they get it extra religious. Hell, my pastor is a Kappa. And I don't think he's doing anything that's blasphemous. So I'll just say this. Before you judge or you denounce, I think it's important to do your own research and examine your own life and everything around it to ensure you aren't following any false idol in that pastor leading the pulpit at your church. That would be my recommendation to those. Because I feel like far too often, a lot of these people jump from joining a Greek organization, and then what happens is they graduate from college and they become detached to it because they're still not doing some of the work. I'm guilty of not doing all the work I should be doing. Very, very guilty. But then they go searching for something else, and they find the church. And then when they find the church, instead of using the church to stimulate their mind and give them a foundation and spiritual, experience and satisfaction, all of a sudden, people do inward looking, and then they go look at things. Oh, I did this. This goes against that. You let somebody tell you what you did wrong. A false idol tell you what you did wrong without you being able to sit down and think, did I really do something that was against my religion? That's for other people to figure out. But shout out to, all the Greek organizations, but also shout out to Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated today as we celebrate 119 years a brotherhood, but 119 years of giving back to the community, servicing the community, and leading the way when it comes to rights for African Americans. You know who Thurgood Marshall is, Rhea?
Yes.
He's an Alpha.
Wow.
You know who Langston Hughes is?
Mm-hmm.
He's a Q.
Are you guys nice to him?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
You can
just go through all the historical figures. John Lewis was a Phi Beta Sigma. You can go through all the historical figures that you find in the Civil Rights Act and those who are the first and barrier breakers, and the fact that they had Greek letters that were associated with them did not make them the man that they were or woman that they were, but it was something that helped build their foundation as well. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. On the other side, I'm going to talk about Hackam. I feel like the word Hackam come out of my mouth too often. And I saw a story about Hackam, and all I could do is shake my head and say, here we go again. On the other side, we're going to talk about the housing authority of the city of Milwaukee. And is it wrong to kick somebody out of their house? Is it wrong to evict somebody if they ain't paid the rent? 833-212-1017. We're going to find out that on the other side.
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Tune in to The Truth this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for another episode of Forward Together for Kids, presented by City Forward Collective, hosted by myself, Kyle Wallace, and Kalestin Morgan Jr., Executive Director at City Forward Collective. We will be joined by Dr. Kadeem Ruiz of Rocket Ship Schools and Patrick Landry of Notre Dame Schools of Milwaukee, where they will provide firsthand insight into what's working in their schools and how they're improving student outcome. Again, that is Forward Together for Kids this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. and Sunday again at 2:30 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. It is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. On the other side, I had a conversation about
you know, just joining the organization. And, you know, it is my organization's 119th anniversary. And I just, you know, people denounce their letters, and typically it's because of religious reasons. And I think it's interesting. What one thing about me and Bree were talking about during the break, I love my church, St. Matthew CME Church. I don't go nearly enough because I work on Sundays. But one thing that always gets me is when I see some of these pastors and I see some of these churches, and I see these pastors driving Bentleys and these pastors driving Benzes and these pastors driving these expensive cars. And what bothers me is that, I am checking people's pockets, but to each their own. But to me, I don't think a materialistic thing such as a Bentley or a Benz is something a pastor needs to drive. Because I understand $100,000, $120,000, though, you know, it's only $120,000, that could be money that can be reinvested back into the people, into the church. So that's why mega pastors grind my gears, because at the end of the day, preaching the word shouldn't be getting rich. It should be about helping others. And that's why when I always talk about this, I talk about when I worked at Marquette University, and you have the Jesuit priests who are Catholic priests who live in a house that they have. They have an apartment building for the Jesuit priests. They don't take any money. And a lot of these Jesuit institutions, these Catholic Jesuit institutions, if the pastor or the priest becomes the president of the university, they take $0 in salary. A $250,000, $300,000 job they could be getting paid, but they take no salary. They say donate it. See, that's what when you want to really spread the word, it's not about money. It's about giving back to others spiritually. So that's always been my issue. But make sure y'all watching Streamers Live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And now I want to transition on to talk a little bit about the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee. Now, Truth Nation, I said it at the end of the last segment, and I'm going to say it again. If you are a landlord, how long would you go without your tenant paying rent? That's what I want to know. What would you do if your tenant wasn't paying rent? Rhea, if you were a landlord, what would you do if your tenant wasn't paying you rent?
What do you mean? Like how? In what context?
Yeah, okay, so let's switch it. Say you own the building or the house or wherever you live at or whatever it is, right? You own it. And say your tenants weren't paying you rent. What would you do?
I'd give them a warning.
Okay. How many warnings?
2 to 3.
2 to 3. And then what you going to do?
I got to get evicted.
Okay. Okay. 2 to 3 warnings. Thank you, Rhea. Thank you. See, Truth Nation, the Housing Authority of City of Milwaukee, they play a very integral role in our society. And their whole purpose is to provide housing and stability for those who are in need. They serve thousands of housing and family and seniors and people who have disabilities or people who will face, you know, homelessness or unsafe housing. So they play a huge role in our community in helping people be able to get by day to day and have safe housing. People who may be facing their worst situations depend on the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee as their lifeline, and our leaders owe it to them that they get a quality of service that they deserve. It's very simple. They're human beings, so treat them with decency. So this is why when I hear stories like I am about to share next, I get extremely disappointed. I get disappointed because things should never be this bad. I get disappointed because I understand that it does not have to be like this. I get disappointed because I understand that the people who are impacted the most by the poor decisions or mismanagement of Hackam are people who look like me. Some people like to say, oh, I treat everybody the same. I treat everybody the same. I'm going to tell you this right now. When I see a person of color, a black person, there is something in me that I take more pride in. Starting and launching 1017 The Truth, the reason why I took the job is because I had an opportunity to impact people who look like me. When I worked in recruitment, the reason why I said I want to make sure I'm recruiting black spaces that have black faces because I wanted to recruit and talk to kids that look like me. See, that's what matters to me. So I get disappointed and I get disheartened when I hear stories like I'm about to hear next. And let me tell you, I know the city would never do well-to-do people the way that they do black folks who are in Hackam, and then folks in general in Hackam. Not just black folks, but folks, but a lot of us are in Hackam here in the city of Milwaukee.
And I know for a fact they would not treat well-to-do older white folks the way that they treat our senior citizens who are in the housing authority of the city of Milwaukee. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube for a TMJ4 news report about what now is happening with the housing authority of the city of Milwaukee.
People living in Milwaukee's Section 8 housing have endured bedbugs and cockroaches. Now they are dealing with the threat of eviction because the city housing authority is not paying the rent. It's the latest issue plaguing Hackam, the housing authority of the city of Milwaukee.
Have you ever seen dysfunction like you're seeing now?
I've never seen anything like this before. We're teetering on not using Section 8 anymore.
Jenna Ray has been reporting on issues at Hackam for 2 years now. So property manager John Flessis reached out. He says Hackam did not pay Section 8 landlords all of their October rent. Now Jenna shines a light on new problems the landlords say could make tenants homeless.
This is a landlord ledger. Every landlord gets these.
Over the last four decades,
this particular lady, moved out in July.
John Flessis has had thousands of tenants in his Milwaukee properties on Section 8 vouchers. At the start of this year, the Housing Authority's Section 8 program was outsourced to CVR Associates.
It started getting difficult when the new management company came in.
Since then, John says the issues within Section 8's program is hurting not just landlords, but tenants too. With one tenant,
we got the inspection done, it passed, we got the lease. The problem was they're sending her money to a different landlord. They never gave us those funds. And since then, we had to move her out because we weren't getting paid.
In another home where John says a woman and her five kids are living.
Well, they're actually paying the rent, but to a tenant that moved out 7 months ago. They sent us over $10,000 that I told them to take back. It's not for this tenant, and nobody's replying to me.
Documents show this specific tenant's request for tenancy was approved back in June.
So unfortunately, we're moving forward with an eviction.
Because you guys haven't gotten rent money.
In 7 months.
Since July, John has continued emailing CVR Associates. On July 16th, he asked for a lease. John asked again on October 22nd, saying, we are now into 5 months with no lease. He emailed one more time in November, calling the lack of response a failure, and said the situation has become unsustainable and asked for resolution and a payment schedule.
She was moved in, happy. She's a nice lady, and unfortunately now she's going to be homeless because they don't care.
Why was it important for you to speak out about this?
Because nobody answers there. Nobody cares. I care. I don't want to put people out.
No one from CVR would go on camera, but in a statement, we're told in part, owners and property managers are reminded that it is unlawful to evict an active Section 8 participant for the failure of Hackam to remit payments. Landlords left without payment and communication, while some tenants remain stuck in the middle of an organization whose inaction is leaving them on the brink of homelessness. In Milwaukee, Jenna Ray, TMJ4 News.
Ain't that something, Truth Nation? 833-212-1017. Is this man wrong for evicting this lady? And again, another agency associated with the city of Milwaukee is incompetent. This is just clockwork. It's so much. I told Rhea we were talking about this today. She said, dang, they still ain't got it right. Yes. This is years and years and years of being incompetent. And I'm telling y'all this right now. This is not rocket science. It just takes time. It just takes detail. It just takes patience and it takes commitment to get these things figured out. Sending rent to the wrong landlord is a mistake, but it's also a sloppy mistake. The person who did it should be reprimanded so the rest of the office understands that this is not the standard. That is the problem that we have here with Hackam, is the fact that the standard is incredibly low. Incredibly low. We set the standard so low for so much in this city of Milwaukee. That is the problem. We set the standard low for what we expect for our black kids and what we expect for them academically. We make excuses. We set the standard so low of what we expect for our black leaders, where all it takes is a black face for us just to want to vote for somebody and support somebody. We set the standard so low for what the expectation is for going to dang work every day for the black community sometimes. And I love when Tory Lowe talks about his time in Iowa,
because it was eye-opening for him, and it's a good story to always share. See, he learned that in different communities, stuff like that does not fly. Now, I get Milwaukee is a massive community, and we can't all just move at the same wavelength. But what we have to understand is that the right leadership can move you in the right direction. The right leadership can steer the ship in the right direction, because right now our ship is sinking in the city of Milwaukee. And I said it before, and I promise y'all that this would not happen to folks in other communities that do not look like us. I promise you that. I promise you, at an old retirement home with well-to-do white folks, I can guarantee rent is being paid. I can guarantee they ain't got rats and they ain't got roaches and they ain't got cockroaches. I can guarantee you a well-to-do area for black folks, the same thing. You ain't got to deal with that. It is unfortunate that the only reason that people are haphazardly going through the motions and not respecting the struggling population is simply because of their financial situation. They treat these people as if they are less than. And the problem is we have to make sure that we treat everybody with dignity and respect. That's one thing I was taught growing up from my family and then on the football field, too. I was always taught that you should treat the custodian staff just as you treat the principal inside the school. Because at the end of the day, they're both human beings and they both deserve to be respected. It doesn't matter what your title is. Your title is human, so you should get decency. And unfortunately, these individuals do not get that simply because of their scenario and situation, and Hackam knows they can get away with it. They contacted the organization, which we'll talk about, that wasn't paying rent, and the organization said, you can't evict people who are on Section 8. Come on now. You ain't talking about fixing a problem. You're saying you can't do that. Get your stuff together. And I want to stress that this is not normal. This Hackam is an extraordinary issue. And again, I will say this is not rocket science. And I say that because Milwaukee County has its own housing services that they provide housing and shelter and services to thousands of residents here in the city of Milwaukee and the county as well. And they don't have these same issues. I'm using Rhea a lot today. Rhea, since you've been hired, have you heard anything about Milwaukee County having issues? You heard city of Milwaukee, Hackam, but you haven't heard about Milwaukee County, have you?
No.
That's the whole point. It's not that hard. It isn't. And they are, you know, not consistently in the news, but Hackam is consistently in the news, showing a level of incompetence. And really, the big thing to me is the city of Milwaukee had an opportunity to either follow the model of Milwaukee County, and they had an opportunity to partner with Milwaukee County to get this right, to try to get the same level of success that Milwaukee County has providing housing and services to our community. Last year, the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee, they put out a bid for someone to manage their properties. They realized that they can't manage it anymore. And with that, one of the places that put in a bid for it was the Milwaukee County Housing Department, which is a local agency who has been getting housing right. They understand the needs of the community. They have established relationships with landlords who already house some of their tenants and the people in their programs. This would be an easy transition. This would have been a win not only for the city, but more importantly, for those individuals who are part of Hackam. But what did the city do? They did like they always did. They act like that salty friend who has been hating on you the whole time. They chose to go with an out-of-state agency to manage the property called CVR Associates, who has a 3-star rating on Google. And guess what happened a year later? Hackam still has a mess and they sending money to the wrong places, not paying people. 833-212-1017. I asked, is this man wrong for evicting this lady? Is it time for Hackam to have a complete start over? Like literally just come in, fire everybody and start fresh. Start fresh. Bring in a talented individual who can come in and just completely start over. Have you yourself ever dealt with Hackam in a way? What has your experience been? 833-212-1017. I mean, this is $10,000? You sent $10,000 to the wrong person? You ain't paid somebody rent in 7 months? And you say you can't evict them? Like, what are we doing? That is an emergency. You allowing for somebody to get put out.
That's on y'all. And your response is, you can't do that? Stop it. Get it right. I'm telling y'all, this is not that difficult. Hackam is making it seem like this is not doable when Milwaukee County is being a shining star of excellence. In the same community, you have somebody doing the exact same thing and thriving at it, and you're struggling at it and saying, we don't know what to do. We understand you have rats and roaches, but we're trying our best. 833-212-1017. I do want to hear from y'all. And somebody said, this is not David Crowley's fault. This falls on... Listen, David Crowley does not run Hackam. Hackam is run by the city of Milwaukee. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is the one that runs this, and not directly because people hire people underneath him, but it goes underneath him. He's at the top and everything beneath him flows up. So this falls on Mayor Cavalier Johnson, not on County Executive David Crowley, because County Executive David Crowley tried to save the city of Milwaukee's Hackam when they put in a bid to try to take it over and manage it the right way. And the city said, no, we're going to go with this Florida place who sucks as well. And now they don't want to answer to it. 833-212-1017. How long would you let somebody stay on your property before they not pay you rent? This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. We'll be back in 4 minutes to continue this conversation.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
If better sleep has been hard to come by, you're not alone. Bree, you know what you forgot to do? You forgot to play my song. The song I told you to play. I forgot about it. It just hit me. That's cool. We'll play it coming back from next week.
That's cool. Yeah, we'll see about that.
Open it up. I'm going to pull a Sherwin and start playing my own music around here. I ain't going to click on this thing here. Ain't no R. Kelly on there.
And who was that singing?
A brother who can sing. R. Kelly ain't never sang no alpha stuff. If better sleep has been hard to come by, you're not alone, and the right mattress can make all the difference. I'm telling y'all, it sure can. I have my mattress from Steinhoffels, but that's why Helix Sleep and Steinhoffels have teamed up to bring their award-winning mattresses to Steinhoffels. Now, you can try Helix in person, something you can't do just anywhere. Right now, Steinhoffels is offering 20% off all Helix mattress orders just for our Truth Nation listeners. Head to steinhoffels.com to learn more. Helix Sleep at Steinhoffels. Better sleep starts now. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. You can watch and stream us live by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe, so you never miss any of your award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Now, on the other side, I was talking about the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee, and we're simply discussing how a year later, almost a year later, the Housing Authority of Milwaukee is still failing its clients. A tenant is now being evicted because they have not paid their rent because Hackam has not paid their rent for 7 months. How long would you go? Could you imagine not paying your rent for 7 months and having no repercussions or actions? A tenant is being evicted because of the actions of Hackam. The fact that the landlord even allowed this person to stay that long is great. It really is, but it's a shame that Hackam can't get this right. Hackam sent this man $10,000 that was not meant for him, and he said, here, take it back. And they said, je ne sais pas. Is that how you say it? They said, I no say.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that's said.
But no, for real, though. If somebody sent me $10,000, I might not say nothing. I might say, oh, wow, look at God. This man emailed them, said, hey, y'all sent me this $10,000. This is not for me. And they didn't respond. Like, what is that? That happened in July. How is it possible that you sent somebody, the wrong person, $10,000? That's what Hackam did. They sent the wrong person $10,000, and they said, hey, this isn't my money. And they just ignored it. Come on now. And what really is the shame about all this is Hackam, they're going to get this fixed now. They're going to get it fixed. You know why they're going to get it fixed? It's because the man went to the news media. And if it wasn't for the fact that this woman was going to get put out, that they're not going to help, they help him because of the fact he went to the news media. This man said, we're going to evict her. They said, well, you can't evict her. This man said, here, take this money that back. They said, oh, we didn't see your message. But he goes to the news media, and now they're going to probably get this taken care of. And what's crazy to me is think about the city of Milwaukee. If you don't pay your taxes, guess what? Oh, they're going to find you. They're going to find you. Listen, I told you, I missed a month. They have a little percent that you got to pay if you don't pay your taxes on time. They're going to make you pay an additional fee for that. Go ahead, don't pay that electric and gas bill once the moratorium is over. Oh, they're going to shut that off. We are talking about the city of Milwaukee who just told people, if you don't pay your parking ticket fees and you have multiple fees and they see your car and you get a ticket, they're going to call for your car to get towed to make you pay more fees. But they sitting here not paying people their rent, making an already stressful economy worse for people because they not doing what they're supposed to do. And something that we have to understand is this, is that a lot of times we say landlord, landlord, landlord. I want y'all to understand, landlords are human beings. Landlords have a life. Landlords have bills just like everybody else. Most landlords in the city of Milwaukee are small business owners, not some multi-million dollar corporation. Everybody ain't Barada. It should not take for all this for people to do their jobs. Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee has faced problems. I mean, just so many problems in the past that have seriously undermined its ability to fulfill its mission. And when they don't fulfill their mission, they're failing the community. And so, again, this is why I always try to highlight stuff like this, because it does not make sense to me how we always let this fly. It doesn't make sense to me how this is always okay. And over the past several years, you see Hackam having financial mismanagement issues. You see him having poor maintenance issues. You see them talking about the living conditions that their tenants are living in. People keep coming year after year. This is, Doug, we've been doing this since, on the truth wise, since 2021. I remember at the end of 2022, we had some folks who were staying in housing. Might have been 22 or 23. I think it was the end of 2023. We had some folks who were staying in housing, some elderly folks who were staying in housing who had bed bugs, and they didn't fix the problem. It is now the end of 2025, and folks are still having issues with the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee. And one of the biggest problems we have is the failure of leadership, is because leadership loves to hire people who don't deserve the job. Now, Willie Hines was the head of the Housing Authority before. He no longer is there. But I can tell you this right now. He had no business running the Housing Authority. He didn't have a track record of 15 years of managing portfolios of housing. He didn't have 15 years of property management experience. He didn't have any of that. He just simply had the connection with the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, where he got placed in a job. And that is the problem. We got too many people being placed in jobs they have no business being in. No business being in. And when you put somebody who, again, I'm sure Willie Hines, I'm sure, is a very competent individual, very smart individual. But just because you're smart don't mean you can do every role. Don't have me work for NASA, because I can guarantee you there's going to be tragedy that ensues. Like, I'm just being honest. I don't have me do anything with engineering, because the building will crumble, because I am not an expert in that. And you also need to make sure, when you have somebody in a role and you hire somebody in a role, they're not just doing it for a check. Because when it comes to this specific position and this thing, this is a passion. And a gentleman in charge right now is Kenneth Barbeau. And this is something where you need to live and breathe what you do. And I can only use what I did. I can only use my personal experience. When we launched The Truth, I understood that I wasn't,
Listen, I didn't have 20 years of working in radio. Hell, I didn't have 10 years. Well, maybe about 10 years. I'm on, at that time, six, maybe. But the thing is, I understood that what I lack in years of experience, I can make up with work ethic and the ability to learn and the ability to understand that I'm not going to let something fail. See, if this does not become your life mission, this will not be successful. Running the housing authority of the city of Milwaukee, you need somebody who believes that this is their mission. One thing I love is I've always dated people who work in fields that don't get you rich. They work in the service fields of, you know, helping others, right? Whether you're a nurse or whether you work in higher education or whether you work in just simply social services. I've always dated people because like that, because happen. But their heart's always in the right place. They're not doing it for the paycheck. They're doing it because they care about impacting people's lives in a positive way. And this isn't saying that the people in charge of Hackam don't care about impacting people's lives in a positive way. But one thing I give Brenda Caselius credit for is Brenda Caselius saw that they did not have their information in on time to the state of Wisconsin. And she said, I'm bringing everybody into my office and we're going to work and burn midnight oil to ensure that we get all this stuff in. That is somebody that is passionate about the work that they do. They're passionate about how they're portrayed publicly. When you come to collect a check, you clock in and you clock out. Being the executive director of the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee, you cannot clock out because you are managing thousands of people's lives. And because of your mismanagement, there are now individuals, and trust me, this is only one gentleman that is telling his story. There are many other stories of individuals who are sending five-day notices to the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee while it's negative degrees outside, not because they don't like the tenant. It's because the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee is not paying them. How do you think that these landlords are going to be able to feed their kids, pay their bills, pay their mortgage, if you ain't paying the rent? Everybody understands how this works. If you sign a lease, if you sign an agreement, it is an understanding, a contractual understanding that you have to pay on time. You are contractually obligated to pay on time. And if you do not do that, you are risking, not yourself, but you're risking community members here in Milwaukee to be left out on the street. And now a family of five, a mother with her children, is going to get kicked out and evicted from their home in December right before Christmas, not because of something they did, it's because of the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee. This is who's in charge. It's a disgrace. It really is. It really, and I'm telling you this right now, and this is me being 100% honest. If I didn't love what I did so much here at 101.7 The Truth, I can promise you, I would want to take that job, not because I know how to work in housing, but simply because, damn it, I know I would get the job done. I know I will work tooth and nail, and I'll fight as hard as I can to ensure we got everything right. There are 24 hours in a day, and if you got to work 18 of them hours or 20 of them hours, that's what you do. I grew up watching my mama put in hours working when she moved to a new school because she wanted to make sure that she set the parents, the teachers, and the students up for success. I watched my father in the middle of the winter get a phone call, hey, we got to clear the streets, wake up in the middle of the night. Why? Because duty called. When I launched 101.7 The Truth, I put in hours. Why? It's because I was passionate. It does not take a rocket scientist. It takes somebody who gives a damn. And these folks don't care. I'm telling you, somebody going to get put out in the streets right now. And Hackam said, you can't evict them. Stop it. Why don't you just give them the money so they can stay? And then contact the family and apologize to the family. Just give the landlord money. Apologize to the family for the undue stress that you just put on them because you didn't pay the rent that you agreed and told them you would pay. 833-212-1017. I'll share my final thoughts on the other side. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Some men pledge Kappa.
No.
No.
Some pledge Q Sci Fi. But I pledged Alpha Phi Alpha. And I'll be an alpha man until the day I die. I said, zoom, zoom, zoom. My brother, I love my black and gold.
Oh, six.
I got the fever all in my
You can keep it a little behind. Oh, this isn't even. Here it is. One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, y'all know who to call. Gruber Law Offices, and they will take care of you. And listen, if you're too hurt to be able to get to them, they will come to you as well. They care about you and making sure you are good, and they focus on the legal aspect so you as a client can focus on healing. And always remember, there's no fee to call them or consult with them or retain them as a law firm. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. Get with the law firm whose results speak for themselves by visiting Gruber Law Offices today at gruber-law.com. That's gruber-law.com, or contacting them at 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666. Go ahead and cut out that the last part. Just 414-276-6666. One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. Who is this on my phone? You said what? We don't have time? That's cool with me. That's fine. I appreciate y'all listening. Make sure y'all watch and stream us live on YouTube. And also, y'all can text in if you want to, if you have any thoughts. And we just talked about the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee. I mean, it really, I get flustered and mad about stuff like this because I fully understand that what's at stake. And when I look at the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee, I remember the story that came out probably last year where they improperly transferred $2.8 million from the Section 8 voucher program into the general administrative fund. So the funds that were supposed to be used to pay people's, you know, rent was moved to the wrong spot and went towards people's salaries and payroll. I mean, it's just incompetent. And I get mad because this is not a position where you can be incompetent, because what happens is if people don't have their rent paid, they end up on the streets. And what I fully understand is the Housing Authority of City of Milwaukee serves a population who is vulnerable, who also look like me. And I want the best for my people, and I just wish Hackam wanted the best for our people too. And I understand this is not an easy role. This is not an easy job. But you cannot just be full of mistakes, especially when you're dealing with this vulnerable population. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Truth Nation, I love y'all. Thank y'all. And again, shout out to all my Alpha brothers today on Founders Day, 1906, December 4th, 06. Peace out, Truth Nation. I love y'all. But I